No matter where you live, the root causes of homelessness are often the same. Economics, housing, and in extreme cases, mental health, to name a few. But it's topography that often dictates where the homeless end up living. In L.A., for example, it's Skid Row, with its concentration of housing and services. But in Orange County, the Santa Ana River has become a nexus for the homeless. And as that river flows through O.C., attitudes toward the homeless change. Gustavo Arellano is the editor of the O.C. Weekly and is here now with this week's KCRW Orange County Line. Hola, Gustavo.
Hola, Eric.
So first of all, how does Orange County's homelessness problem compare to L.A.'s?
Well, obviously, L.A. has a long, long, long history with homelessness and much more visible. But Orange County, even though we don't want anyone to believe this, it's absolutely true. There's always been homeless in Orange County. I mean, there's been accounts of homelessness along the Santa Ana River going back to the 1890s, back in the days when it was actually a river instead of the concrete gulch that now flows through the entire county.
So where is the Santa Ana River, and what is it that attracts so many people living on the street to the river?
So the Santa Ana River, of course, cuts through all the way coming in from the Inland Empire, goes through Anaheim from the top, going down to, let's see, Santa Ana, Orange, Fountain Valley, Huntington Beach. And really the reason why people have always been there is because it's a big expanse of nothing. If you want to be left alone, if you don't want to be harassed by whether police officers or just regular folks, you just set up shop or set up camp right next to one of the trails, one of the bike trails, or you could set up right next to underneath a freeway overpass or a street overpass. So you've always had these encampments. I mean, as far back as I can remember, and I've lived in Orange County my entire life, but really in the past 5 years, you have seen an explosion of homelessness to the point where now the population among the Santa Ana River is almost, it's in the hundreds, if not close to 1,000.
So as the Santa Ana River winds its way through Orange County, what are some examples of cities that treat their homeless population along the river differently?
And that's the interesting thing about the Santa Ana River's homeless populations, that every city has a different approach. Huntington Beach is notorious for, if you're a homeless person along the river, the police will be there almost immediately and say, hey, this is city property, get out. Fountain Valley, we did a story a couple of weeks ago about how there the police department's almost like, hey, if you guys don't do anything bad, we'll leave you guys alone. So there's been a little tent community, although that has been displaced by Orange County Public Works officials who put a whole bunch of rocks on the Santa Ana River Trail. Santa Ana, again, it's a little bit of both. So the police are tolerant, but at the same time, they don't want to make things, you know, they don't want too much of a homeless encampment there. Besides, there in Santa Ana, the homeless population goes more to the homeless shelter right there where it used to be a bus depot across the street from the Board of Supervisors. Anaheim's a little bit more tough, but the weirdest part is a section near Angel Stadium. It literally is a no man's land between, their jurisdiction goes between the Orange County Sheriff's Department and the Anaheim Police Department. And as a result, there's a lot of felonies being committed that law enforcement is doing nothing about because they're not reported to them.
So how are Orange County officials coordinating to address this problem? Do they have something similar to the new homeless initiatives that passed in L.A.?
Come on, it's Orange County. And the Orange County Register did this really great takedown of that no man's land where basically the Anaheim Police Department, the Orange County Sheriff's Department are pointing fingers at each other. The Orange County Board of Supervisors, of course, is trying to make some amends to this. But we're at a point now where if you're a visitor or you're cutting through Orange County on the 5 freeway, you're going through the Orange Crush where the 22, 57, and 5 freeway meet, you see that homeless population. Of course, there's a Welcome to Orange County sign right outside Buena Park, but the homeless population camp right there on the Santa Ana River, that's our new Welcome to Orange County sign. That is the new Orange County right there.
All right. Well, Gustavo Arellano with this week's KCRW Orange County Line. Gustavo, thanks.
Gracias.